Okay, let's get into the third parak of Maseches Zvachim, Daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're starting with the new parak, Parak Kol Hapsulin, as we continue talking about the Dalet Avodos Hadam. And last parak we spoke about who was allowed to do from Kabbalah Ve'elach, and now let's go back to Shechita. Says the Mishnah, Kol Hapsulin, Sheshachtu Shechita Sang Shera, any of the psulim that we are going to mention, that shechted, their shechit is kasher. Shechita kshera bizarim yoredei chelak aleph. Sorry, shechita kshera bizarim ubenashim ubeavadim ubetmein. That shechita could take place with a zar, with a non-kohen. This is literally zar, even though we've seen that halachically there are many people that have the status of a zar, but they're literally a zar, a yisrael, a woman, ubeavadim ubetmein, and avadim and tmein, ev a kenani and a tamei person. All these people are allowed to do the shechita. V'yafilu b'kachin kachin. Even by the kachi kachim, even by a chatas, even by an asham, it doesn't matter. One can still do the shechita. Ubil vad shlo yutmeim no gin bat basar. As long as the tamei person does not touch the meat, because we don't want to make the meat tamei before the avoda. So as long as he does it without touching the meat, maybe he uses a very long cutting shechita instrument. So that would be the possibility. Bashi lo yutmeim no gin bat basar. Lefichach. Hain postlin b'machshava, because they are able to do shechita and they are not a posel, so then their machshava would posel, because machshava is only posel by someone who can do the avoda. If someone cannot do the avoda, so then they wouldn't be able to, their machshava would not have an effect. So that's the Mishnah regarding shechita. What tuma are we talking about here? A couple of points to mention. What tuma are we talking about? So first Rashi says, "V'tami sheretz kamar." We're talking about tuma sheretz. If somebody became tummy through a dead sheretz, so that's where he would be able to do the avoda, because he is not metame the kli as he holds it, to lav avatumahu, because the sheretz is an avatumah, the person becomes a rishon latumah, and then the person cannot be metame the knife. Or Rashi says, even if we're talking about tamei meis, maybe you didn't use a metal knife, because then the tumah also would not transfer. Or betamei meis, you could go and shebadak bekrom mishalkana, if you used a sharp reed and shechted with it, but a knife would not be able to be used. That gets into sugyas of Cherev Harayu Kachalol. But either way, this is Rashi's trying to come up with a case where the shochet is not metame automatically, as the Mishnah said later on, that if the tame is metame automatically, so then that would be a problem. Good. Point number one. Point number two on the Mishnah in the world of Tuma. The Gemara is going to tell us that the Mishnah says here a language of Bidi'eved. Any psulim that shechted is kasher. Why is it b'di'evid? Why can't they even shech lechatchila? Because of one of the people on the list, tamei. These people shouldn't shech. Tamei shouldn't shech lechatchila because he might be metamei the basar. The others can even shech lechatchila. That's Tosfos in the second Tosfos in the Perek. Ubitmein mefresh begemar de lechatchila in shochtan shem yigav basar. V'yaf al gav. And here we go. What about they're going to be metamei the basar? Don't we know of the principle of tumas ochlin? In ochal cannot become tame unless it is huchshar lekabel tuma. Tumas ochlin, as we know, one of the seven liquids that are listed in Maseches Machshirin. So, as Tosas, yaf agav the dam kachim eino machshir, even though the blood of kachim is not machshir, we have that limud elsewhere in Maseches Psachim, that even though dam is one of the seven liquids that is machshir lekabel tuma, yad shachad dam, but dam kachim is not, says Tosfos, quoting a Shas principle, chibas hakodesh machsheres. Chibas hakodesh. What's the halacha? There's a principle called Chibas HaKodesh. The beloved nature of Kachim allows you to break rules. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Chulin on Daf Lamed Vav. Even though wood or other non-edible items are usually not able to be Mekabel Tuma, Tumas Ochlin, but you are able to have a rule breaker if it is a case where it is kachim. That's where Rashi, the sugi comes up also on Mem Vav Mabez later on. Habasar larabos eitzim v'lavona. Even eitzim v'lavona, even wood and frankincense, not usually eaten, but because of chibas hakodesh, it's able to be considered food regarding Kabbalah's tumah. Even though you don't usually eat it. That's the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, because it's such a beloved context to Klal Yisrael, so that is why it is a rule breaker. Is this a Din D'oraisa? Is this a Din D'rabbanan? That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi there, Mem Vav Amabez, quotes as a Din D'rabbanan. Umala D'rabbanan, he have a cross, Machta B'yalma. That's Rashi. The Pashas of the Gemara is that it's based on a real drasha. That's what Tosa says. That's what our Tosa seems to say here. That's what the Rambam seems to say, according to the Achronim. The Menachas Chinuch has an important discussion of Chibas HaKodesh in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei. And the beginning of... Here it is, the beginning of Parsha Sav, the Kuf Mem Hei, the Isra of eating Basar Kachim Shenitma, and there the Menachas Chinuch discusses that you really have two types of Chibas HaKodesh. Laniyas daiti efshalomar the zemavur kam upon begemara vahabas l'rabos esim alavona the gamavur mipsachim the chibas hakodesh machshir v'hine yishnei inyanim bechibas hakodesh. There are really two types of rule breaking chibas hakodesh mechanisms. Aleph after eino ochel klal, even if something is not food, kigon etzim v'lavona, it's wood, it's frankincense, to eino makabel tuma b'chol makom. It's not a food, it's not a drink. Mikomakom, Gabi Kodesh, Marbe Apasikan, Vahabasar, the Makabal Tuma. Number one type of Chibas HaKodesh is something that is not an Ochel, that achieves the status of Ochel through the principle of Chibas HaKodesh. Number one. Va'od, says the Menachas Chinuch. Va'od yeshla ochlin de makablin tuma b'chol makom rak tzarech hechsher maimo shiva mashkim. The other type of chibas hakodesh, if something isn't ochel, it just has to be mukhshar lekabel tuma. It has to get wet with one of the seven liquids. V'gam kei mavur b'kombos anal, and you find in these contexts that chibas hakodesh is allowed to say it's ki'ilu, it was mukhshar lekabel tuma, even if it didn't have that liquid. Machshir ki'ilu ba'aleh mayim. Right, those are the two types. It's not an ochel. It becomes an ochel. It is an ochel without hachshar lekabel tuma. It is ki'ilu. It was mukshar and became wet. And the Menachas Chinuch says, which one is more mechudash? To say something is ki'ilu got wet or ki'ilu is a food? The Torah includes something. Okay, it's not called ochel. It can be called ochel. Amru Chazal mitzara svara, but says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe that's the chilek between the din d'oraisa and the din d'rabbanan. The din d'oraisa, right, we said it's a machlokas rishonim, but the Menachas Chinuch says maybe it's two different types. The din d'oraisa is type one, making it not an ochel into an ochel. Ubachal Torah kula ochlo mashkim chashuvim ulefi chashivuso kein tuma. Da Torah gazra dafka ochlo mashkim chashuvim mekabel tuma. But if it's not ochlo mashkim, it's not mekabel tuma, and that's where the Torah is marbe. But when it comes to the second type, maybe that's what the Dindra Banan does. Amru Chazal mitzan hasvara the chibas hakodesh kivadu kodesh. He doesn't make that chilek yet. I take that back. The din d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. He's still talking about the two. Aval ochlim below hechsher, dehem ochlim ach ein makablum tuma, dexeras akasuv, shetzrichen hechsher mashkim, baze eini yodea kla, machashibus hula kodesh, diakabal tuma. Av shalom ba mayim alav. I understand to say this is very chashiv, we'll give it the status of food. But to say it's very chashuv, we'll give it the status of wet. Why does just something that's more chashuv, is it considered ki'ilu, it's wet? Ma chashivus, ma shi'e karov l'tumah. It's easier, now it's able to become tuma, so that's why it is, that's a reflection of chibas hakodesh. Aval she'yehe ki'ilu ba'al ha'mayim, eni yodeh klam ma'ez ha'chiba. V'im hu ochel, enu magareh, mimalaso, im lo ba'al ha'mayim. Gzeres ha'kasev, okay, gzeres ha'kasev. Unless you say, to add to the lumdus that we sometimes talk about, what does it mean to be machshar lekabel tuma? Remember the language of Rashi? Rashi in Parshas Shmini, where Rashi says, maybe the point of machshar lekabel tuma means, before it's makabel tuma, before it's mukshar, it doesn't have a full shem ochel yet. If you say that's what machshar lekabel tuma means, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says, why does it have to get wet first? Because the spiritual pores of the food are not open yet. And the liquid makes it's an ochel even beforehand. But now, it is susceptible. So then the Menachas Chinuch has a kasha. But if we say like Rashi, or even like the Sefer HaChinuch in Shmini, on the mitzvah of Hochshal Tumas Ochlen, where they both say, it doesn't have a shem ochel beforehand. Until you wash off the vegetable, it's not a vegetable. Most people aren't going to eat it, the Sefer HaChinuch says. Before you eat a vegetable, before you eat a fruit, you're going to wash it. So maybe it's not halakhically called a food or a vegetable before I wash it. So maybe if that's the case, then that brings together closer the two types of Chibas HaKodesh according to the Minchas Chinuch, and that might be able to solve his problem. It's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach. Okay, again, the Rabbanan D'Oraisa Chiluk without the Minchas Chinuch, I apologize. Okay, that is point number one on the Mishnah. The other point to mention on the Mishnah, again, we could spend hours on these sugyas, and that is we spoke about Tmeyim. What about Nashim? What about Nashim? So here we go. Tosfos. First Tosfos here in the third parak of Maseches Vachim. The Gemara here says that a woman, bidi'eved, or maybe even lachachila. Remember we said it's only bidi'eved because of Tamei. Maybe lachachila, a woman could shecht. Tosfos. B'gemara muchak to Menashim shoklas v'ilo lachachila. Even lachachila, the bidi'eved is only because of the Tamei. So he says, this is a problem for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the name of a sefer of one of the Rishonim. This is what he's famous for. This Tosfos right here. Tosfos quotes in the second half. Mikan shuva l'mashakosvu b'hilchos Eretz Yisrael. D'nashim lo yishchatu memreisha daitan kala. Women shouldn't shecht. Maybe they would get, they're too sensitive, too emotionally involved. They would feel faint if they do the shechita, the sight of blood, whatever it is. Whatever daitan kala means in this context, and it means different things in different contexts. But here, what's important for us is that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says that women should not shecht l'charchila. And this source is quoted in the beginning of Yaradeya. Hilchos Shechita, Simin Aleph. Simin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Hakol shochtun l'chadchila afilu nashim. That's the first line of the Shulchan Aruch. Hagah, the Rama says, Yesh omrim she'ein laniach nashim lishchot. She'kfar nagush lo lishchot v'chein haminag she'ein hanashim shochtos. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? That quote comes from this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It comes, right? The Taz here quotes, the Tosfos is also the beginning of Chulin. Keno chichu, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, even Nashim, keno chichu, but Tosfos reish Chulin. We decided to prepare a call up Psulin. Where do you know that a woman can checked? Tosfos in Chulin Dabez quotes, Zvachim, Daflamat Aleph. Right, the miditznan parakol apsulin kol apsulin shachtu shiklas and kshera v'chashav sham nashim va'avadim v'tamei and there is lashon didi'eved only because of tamei shmaminat the nashim afilu chadchila v'kashali and the Taz asks what about the Tosfos at the end of Maseches Kiddushin who seems to say that maybe women should only shecht b'di'eved but either way this is the discussion that's quoted on the first page of Yaradeya. So the question is there a way to help out the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that say women shouldn't shecht, or Mishnah says that they should shecht? So then Netziv here, and other Achronim, then Netziv says, maybe there's a difference between Kachem and Chulin. Shechitas Kachem versus Shechitas Chulin, but here it works in the direction that you wouldn't have thought. Right? Shechitas Kachem even l'chadchila, Shechitas Chulin even only b'di'evet. So usually we think of Kachem having higher standards than the Chulin. Right, we'll see that later on, and we'll talk a lot about different rules, the Kachim versus Chulin. We'll see on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, right, in the end of the fourth parak. Misasik b'kachim shehu pasul. There's a difference between misasik by shechita between Kachim and Chulin. Most of the time, though, Chulin has a higher standard. But here, says that it has a lower standard. It might be for practical reasons. By Chulin, often you're doing more shechitas, you have to check the knife in a more... more commonly, while by kachim mikdash she'ena sakin nifkam kolkach, the p'tika sakin isn't as important of an action because you don't do as many shechitas and other reasons. So therefore, maybe that's why. Or there are other reasons in terms of he quotes the Tosfos in terms of tircha meruba. Either way, lamaisa he makes the chiluk kachim versus chulin, and then he explains it based on practical reasons. But towards the end, then he talks about the other part of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that Tosfos quotes. The end of the Tosfos. Tosfos continues. The od kasev bohen shachat v'lo birech. If somebody shechs and does not make the bracha, v'arim sheshachat shechita psula, or a naked person that shechs who cannot make the bracha shechita psula, v'nira shein chumras ba'alma. Wow. If you shecht without a bracha, there's no, the shechit is psula, says the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Why would that be? Generally, we assume that brachos are not ma'akev, the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah, well, even without the bracha. I can be yosef mitzvah fully, sviras omer. I can't count anymore without a bracha. I missed a day. I do the sviras without the bracha. And the sviras is the sviras. That is the mitzvah. Right? Birchas and mitzvah are extra, aren't they? Aren't they? So the Netziv, again, quotes here from the Rashba, a different question. which, again, the same answer is going to answer both questions. How could you ever make a bracha on shechita? Maybe it's going to be a shechita psula, and it'll end up being a bracha levatala. Generally, you do a mitzvah, it's not so hard. I make a bracha of tzitzis, I put on tzitzis. I make a bracha of tefillin, I put on tefillin. Shechita is a science. Shechita is a chachma. So he asked the Rashba in the Tshuva, in the Torah Sabayis, Heich somchen al stam shechita, dilmam niskalkel ha-shechita de eza siba, and the bracha would be a problem. Or, even separate from the bracha, how could he be somich on the stam shechita? Right? Maybe there was a mess up inside, and there was a chazaki in a zvucha. Either way, a lot of discussions about relying on shechita. Says the Rashba, the Netziv quotes it, V'yishev sham, desomchim mishum, rov shechitas mesukan. Rov shechitas, rov people, right? Like the Gemara says, rov mitsuyin esel shechita mumchen hein. Most people involved in shechita are experts. Most people, and therefore, there's a chazaka that it was done the right way. U'maisa zeh na'aseh b'hechsher gomor. So you have that, says the Netziv, and now the Netziv is talking here, you have that when you don't have any red flags. You don't have anything that went wrong. Miyo kol zeh im ein kol hochachal eza kilkol shehi. Aval, he suggests, to explain the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, if somebody didn't make a bracha, that already tips you off. That already tips you off that is this has not been done b'chol b'shlei musa. Yes, the shechita should be okay, generally. But remember, if I didn't make a bracha on any other mitzvah, fine. There's no risk factor, there's no downside. You see it was done. But shechita itself is already, was it done perfectly? Some of the psule shechita, you can't know afterwards if it was really done. You can't tell from the result by some of the psule shechita. You have to know whether it was done or not. So if you don't know anything otherwise, rov mitzvah nesha shechita mumchen hein, and it was done properly. But if you didn't make the bracha, that's already a red flag. Avok she'enem avarech hoshashochet arum, varei asur lishcho b'li bracha. Im kein yesh lo hochiach mizeh, shekil kel maisa v'aydei zesiba, shelo yishcho yafe. Umishem hachi kishahalach, ve'eno meyed ala hechsher, shechitas v'psula, v'atosas mienu bazeh, shishlo mashach ala akum. This is the issue, but again, fascinating that if the shechita wasn't done with a bracha, so maybe that's a red flag, and therefore you have to check more and you have to know exactly whether it was done properly. That would maybe prevent you from relying on the cheskas kashrus that normally shechita allows you to rely on. Again, the idea of birchas hamitzvah integrating or separate from the bracha. There is a ritva in Maseches Psachim that discusses this, but before that, just for a moment, there's an amazing tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover, says his discussion is, this is a nice bar mitzvah pshetel for a child, if somebody needs one. A child that becomes bar mitzvah, when he turns bar mitzvah, when Myriv, should he say Berchaz HaTorah again? Why? What's the issue of Berchaz HaTorah? Because in the morning he was a child, and a Durabanan, that was a Bracha Durabanan, Vein Durabanan, Pota Daraisa. So is that a problem? So should he make the Bracha again? So he says, if you say like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Ava Rabba paters in the morning, Sa'avas Olam paters at night too. No problem. Sa'avas Olam shepater at night. And that could count as your birchas, that could count as your birchas of Torah. You can only use Ava Rabba or Avas Olam if you learn right away. Tosas quotes that in Brachos Yad Aleph. Okay, so learn right away also. Tell him. But, let's talk about this for a second, says the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover, Rabbi Frumer. What happens if you daven Myriv early? So maybe you shouldn't daven Myriv too early on the night of your bar mitzvah. Because then it's still, you're kind of still in the world of Durabanan, and then you can't use Avas Olam. Mishanasa bar mitzvah v'oso lailo yispala bayom, rak balaila mamish, to be yom akati hu Durabanan, v'lo mahani Avas Olam liftar berchaz haTorah. So what about the other way? What if you daven too late? But if you daven too late, then maybe you're going to come to learn beforehand. So you can't daven too early, can't daven too late, says the Eretz Tzvi. Okay, that's the Lamaisa. Then he goes to an amazing comment. This is what I wanted to get to. And that is the Chiddush Yerim's question, and among others, why is the first mitzvah discussed in Shas Kriyas Shema Shel Arvus? Why did Yehuda HaNasi do that? So, some say, oh, because that's the first mitzvah he's going to do. So he asked the Eretz Tzvi, what do you mean the first mitzvah he's going to do? Maybe he brought his father a cup of tea. Maybe he did other mitzvahs. Right, what's the message? So he says, no, let me say this. We know that birchas mitzvah are generally durabanan. They're generally durabanan. But his chiddush is, It's only Durabanan, because once you said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, that really covers all mitzvos. Why does Torah only include Limud HaTorah? Everything we do the whole day is Torah. So really, only once I say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, do I then say all Birchas after that are Birchas HaMitzvah Durabanan. Wow. So what if you say Birchas HaMitzvah in the morning? Nitzil Shadayim. So as we say that before Birchas HaTorah, unless that itself is a Mitzvah Durabanan. So you can't have a Birchas HaMitzvah Daraisa for a Mitzvah Durabanan. Right? Asher Yatzar, that's a Shevach V'Hodah. Tzitzis, would somebody make the Bracha of Tzitzis? That would be a Nafkamina maybe. That'd be an Afkamina if somebody puts on their tzitzis, if they're not wearing a talus, where they're covered by the talus later on. So maybe. But he says, that's his chiddush, that maybe Birchas HaMitzvah are only Durabanan once you already said Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, that's why you have to make sure to daven Meirv right away at the beginning of the night. He says, when you're a bar mitzvah boy, to call a mitzvah shalot tiknu lehem chazal bracha, there are some mitzvahs that chazal didn't make a bracha on. Why? For various reasons, but also because of, it's covered by Birchas HaTorah. Keep gibilas chesed, keep it of a aim. But here you didn't say Birchas HaTorah yet at night, and therefore he says you shouldn't do any mitzvah daraisa until you daven ma'ariv. Amazing. V'imkeinim advar mishasa bar mitzvah b'layla ein alasa shum mitzvah ve'afilu mitzvah rifta la'ani. Better not to give tzedakah. That's a huge mitzvah, a huge chiddush. Achi yikra kriyas b'birchasel v'chulu. Anyway, that's about Birchas HaMitzvah, which comes up here in the Tosfos. And again, just to read that Ritva, and then we have to continue and actually get to today's daf, which is, this counts on today's daf, I hold. But at the end of Zion of Abayz, the Ritva, let's just see if I can find it quickly, and if not, we will continue. The Ritva just has a beautiful lashon. Oh, here it is. The Tam said, why do you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvah over Lasi Yasan? Why do you have to do it before the mitzvah? Kedeshi yiskadesh tchila bebracha, the Yigala V'Yodia Shu'osim Ebnei Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Number one. V'od ki birch hi ebrachos me'avodas ha'nefesh. V'roi shalahaktim avodas ha'nefesh l'mala shi avodas ha'guf. First do avodas ha'nefesh, that's the bracha, and then do avodas ha'guf, that is the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Okay. So that is all some issues about Birchas HaMitzvah. Again, we could have a whole shiur on it, even more. We'll talk a little bit about it on Shavuos, actually, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, continuing. V'kulan, so all of these psulim are allowed to do shechita. V'kulan shekiblu asadam chutz l'zmano, all of these people, all of these psulim, that did kabbalah asadam with a machshava of pigol, chutz l'zmano, v'chutz l'mkomo, im yesh dam ha'nefesh, yachzor ha'koshev yekabel. Their machshava does not ruin it, right? Because we just said, the machshava only ruins it if you were allowed to do it. If you aren't allowed to do it, then you're just mufka from the whole act. And therefore, if you have a machshavas pigol during Kabbalah, it doesn't have any effect. So then if there's still dam in the neck, then you should take more out, then you can do Kabbalah again. If the kasher did Kabbalah and then gave it to the pasul, yachzor l'kasher, give it back. Give it back to the kasher. The pasul's holding the dam in the middle does not ruin it. We discussed this at the end of the first parak when we discussed halacha shelo beregel. Is that shma halacha or lo shma halacha? Is he going forward? Is he going backwards? Does he have to do it again? We discussed these two lines of the Mishnah. So, but the Mishnah says, again, kibel ha-kasher, you just give it back to the kasher. Kibel b'yamino v'nasan l'smolo, yachzor l'imino. If he did Kabbalah in his right hand, as he is supposed to, and then he puts it in his left hand, yachzor l'imino, we should give it back to his right hand. Kibel b'kli kodesh v'nasan l'kli chol, yachzor l'kli kodesh. Again, the point in all of these is, a problematic event in between does not ruin it. Does not ruin it. As long as it was niskadesh b'kli shares, the Kabbalah, so then, and a kasher did the Kabbalah, so then it is kasher and putting it to, giving it to a pasul, or to the left hand, or to a kli chol does not ruin in the middle. Nishbach v'na kli ala ritzba va'asafo, kasher. Or if it fell down, if the Kohen dropped it. Right, we think it probably happens sometimes, right? The Kohen drops it, he trips, it falls on the floor. So, pick it up. Pick up the blood. A little difficult to try to pick up the blood from the floor, but figure out a way. Maybe use some type of a spoon. Right, Nisra b'da kli ma'al ritzvah v'asafo, kosher. If he gathers it up from the floor, it is also kosher. The Tzvas Emes just wonders here. Why doesn't the Mishnah also say here, is it better to go from the floor, or maybe you should just go back to the neck? Like Mishnah said earlier. go back if they're still left in the Beis HaShchita. So the Sfas Emes just wonders why that is. L'chara hayanira. Maybe it's even Meduyah that you should do that. Because what did this line say? It's a Lashon HaBidiyeved. Nishbach va'asafo kasher. So maybe the Mishnah is alluding to the fact that maybe that's only B'di'evet. Like we mentioned earlier, the Diyuk of B'di'evet. L'chara yinira midashina v'nake lashon D'evet. Uba reisha amar yachzer liyamin. Likli sha'reis v'kan lo amar ya'asfenu. It doesn't say gather it. Hayanira de'enacho l'chadchil l'asof an aritzpah. De'eno derakavud. V'yishchot behem acheres. Whoa. De'ein bazehefs of kachim kol kamad lozorak adam. Achein betosvus l'kaman kol shebiyado kasva de mitzvah l'asof. Okay, maybe Tosfos is there to mitzvah. V'haya efshel l'chalek, dim nishpach kol adam mitzvah l'asof. Avalim o nishar b'kli l'chadchila lo yasof. Okay, if you have enough, don't worry about the blood on the floor, but maybe if it's all out, then there's a mitzvah to get it. Okay, l'chadchila b'diyavid discussion. Nisano, again, we had this also. Let's say you put the dam, you zorik the dam in the wrong spot. Nisano agabi akevesh. Shalo kenegara yisod. Nisano is internal lamala, ta lamala, vesanitan lamala lamaton. All these are puzzle, meaning it's the total wrong spot. On the ramp or in the wrong place. Vesanitan and bifnim bachuz, vesanitan and bachuz bifnim. Emyej dam ha nefesh, yachzer akasher viyakabel. If there's still dam in the neck, so then go get more. So remember also, we discussed this back on Daf Chavav, and we discussed when the Mishnah says, if you put it in the wrong spot, remember we had the machlokas between Shmuel and Reish Lakish and Yochanan, Chavav, Mabez, Chav, Zayin, and Aleph. The Basar is possible, but did the Bayan get any type of Kapara? And Shmuel says, yes. Tosfos there said, maybe there's a Chiluk, maybe only by the Lamata Lamalon, not by the Chutz Pnim. We had a big discussion of this line of the Mishnah, related to the Mishnah back on Daf Chavav. Good. So Yasser Akash V'Yakabel, that's what one should do. What about the dam that's left in the Kli? Right? It says here, if you used it, put it in the wrong spot, so go back to the neck and get more. What if there's anything left in the Kli? Is that no good? So the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Psuli HaMakdashim. The Rambam says, Echon min apsulim la'avoda, shekibel hadam, o holich o zarak, as we said in the Mishnah, if a puzzle does the zrika or the holacha or has a problematic thought, it doesn't puzzle to continue. And the dam that you were makabalu zarak miksaso, throw out. And if there's still dam in the neck, then go back. But what was part of what the Rambam said? If a pasul is makabel, or holich ozarak, or holich ozarak, meaning, let's say, a kosher is makabel, but a pasul is zorek, the Rambam still says, what's left in the klishares, it shouldn't be used. You throw the yishavach la'ama. Like our Mishnah gives the impression. Ask Reb Chaim and the Reb Chaim al Rambam. I don't understand. If there's dam left in the kli, what's wrong with that dam? A kosher did the Kabbalah, and then a pasul came over and did the Zrika Sadam. So you have to go back to the neck? Why can't you use what's left in the Kli? You see from here, said Reb Chaim, and it's clear from our Mishnah too, that once blood is used for something problematic, so all the blood in that Kli Shares is affected. Reb Chaim says, a Zrika, even if it's not a Zrika Kshera, somehow creates Shirayim. And that Shirayim is not able to be used. Even if you don't have Nasis Mitzvaso, you don't have that the mitzvah has been done. No, he says, Vanir Lomar, de chilik din shirayim idin dichui, de shirayim ikir dinam, hu de zrika hisha oses hadam anishar shirayim, v'chal alachef sashem shirayim. It's the mitzias of a zrika is enough to create a shirayim. You don't need the kiyum of zrika. U de chuyin dachu da nidche, that's something else. It goes through, but again, that's what you see, the simple interpretation of our Gemara here. Right? It says, Yasir Hakash, you have to go back to the Dama Nefesh. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shachto Dievet in Lechadchila Lo. So the Mishnah says, only if Shchita was done by them, Bidievet, but sounds like they shouldn't do Lechadchila. Lechadchila Lo, for a mini, but why not? Why can't it even be done Lechadchila? Why? We learned the Maseches Yuma. Bishachad, Shchita, Bizar, Ksheira. Shashchita, Ksheira, Bizarim, Ubanashim, Ubavadim, Ubatveim. V'yafilu B'kachim, Kachim. Right? Shchita can be done by all these Psulim. So it sounds like from that price, so that it's even Lechadchila. O'eino ela b'kohanim. Maybe I would think that it only has to be done by a kohen. The Gemara answers, no. Amar et v'chimiyayin bata. What's your source? Where do you come from? Michlal shenema, the pasuk says, v'yata uvanecha itcha. Tishmeru es kuhunaschem. L'chol dvar mizbeach. Yochal af v'shchita. You might think that the kohanim should guard everything, even shchita. Tamalomar v'shachad es ben abakar lefnei Hashem. V'hikrivu b'nei aharon ha-kohanim. Right, that's the pasuk. So the kohanim do the hakrava. Hakrava, we say, means kabbalah. Mi kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. So from avoda number two, that's where the kohanim are involved. Limed ala shchita shekshira b'chaladam. So shchita shekshira b'kol. Question mark. Because you see from this whole discussion, though, that it's even l'chadchila. That shchita is kshir bizarre, even l'chadchila. So why does our Mishnah give the impression that it's only b'di'eved? So that's the Gemara's answer. Hu adin da'afil l'chadchila nami. Even l'chadchila, shchita can be done by a zar. Umishum de kaboy l'misni, t'meyim de l'chadchila lo, gzeira shemayigu b'basar, tana sheshachtu. Only because of tamei do we say it's b'di'eved. But the others, isha, and zar, and eved kanani, all of those can shecht, even l'chadchila. Good. So again, the suya of shchita k'sher bizarre came up already. Let's just review one or two of the points, because it is it's one of the basic sugyas here in Masechta Zvachim. Rashi, if you remember, connects two principles the Gemara mentions. The Gemara in the first parak mentioned the principle of shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is not an avoda. Rashi connects that to, and one of the days in the Rishonim is Shchita lav avodahi, and what's the reflection? It's lav avoda because it's kshir bazar. Rashi connects those two principles, right? The fact that the psulim are allowed to shecht, that shows that it's not a real avoda. Shchita lav avodahi. Those two principles are not connected, I don't think, in the Gemara. But Rashi says the reason shchita is lav avoda is because all the psulim are kosher. Tosfos there, back on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, argues the Efshalomar Kane. Da ahechsher zar gufe maisi lahacha uperakama de menachas. The Gemara doesn't seem to say one is the basis for the other one. Umil yishlashi pirusho dekima de bishumakam laboy koin shchita lavavoda. Okay, one pshat number one. Reb Yaakov Miorleans there in Tosfos Zachem back on Yudalid says, you know why it's lavavoda? So this is not getting into kshir bazar. It's not because of kshir bazar. It's because shchita exists by chulin also. There's no such thing as Kabbalah Holacha and Zrika by Shchitas Chulin. But Shchita does exist. So the fact that Shchita exists by Chulin means it's Lav a unique Avoda of Kachim. Because you do the same exact act. There are differences in Halacha, but you do the same exact act. So that's why Shchita is Lav Avoda, according to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans. Or the third day of Tosfos there, Veli Nira, it's Lav Avoda, Mida Machshirina L'Kamon, from the fact that the Shochet is allowed to stand in the south, right? And we had that. And he could just shecht in the north, unlike Kabbalah, where the Makabel has to be in the north. Again, similar idea of what the allowance is. And there are other nafkaminas, but again, this is a big sugya. But again, Shchita Kshir Bazar it's what is on in our sugya. There is a sugya that will come up later also, even though it's Kshir Bazar, and it's L'chadchila Kshir Bazar. Is it better to do it by a kohen at all? Even though l'chadchila, mitzad hilcheshchita, the Gemara says it's l'chadchila. But what about mitzad kodshim? Mitzad your karbon, is there any reason for the kohen to do a l'chadchila? Or is there a l'chadchila for the bialim to do a l'chadchila? That is a big discussion in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, many different rayas, lakan alakan, about whether there's a lachachila, right? The Mishnah in Yuma discusses shchita is included in the pious, which Kohen is going to do it, even though, what do you mean? It's shchita, so even a Yisrael could do it. Right, there are others. The Gemara of Brachas Lamed Aleph, which has a machlokas between Shmuel and Eli about shchita k'sheira bizar. And the Rishash there says, maybe they're arguing about whether the shchita is lachachila by the Bailim. After all, the Bailim can't do any of the other avodas, let him at least do the shchita. Or maybe no. If the shechita is done by a kohen, maybe then it gets the status a little bit more of an avoda. Again, there's a number of sources that collect. If you look at the Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, in the back of Menachas Daf Yutes, so he quotes many rayas. Nira Beinai, Nira Li, Mikomakom L'Chadchila Mitzvasa B'Bailim, even though shechita k'sher bizar. Talks about, again, many rais he quotes. But again, this is also, yes, Shechita Kshir Bizar, and it's Lachar Chila Mitzad Hilchas Shechita. But Mitzad Hilchas Kedusha and connection to the carbon, would we say that it's better for the owner to do it or for the Kohen? So that is a big discussion. One more formulation, and then we'll continue. Rav Shechter writes in the Ginas Egos, in his Sefer, Shechita Lav Avoda, he's machalik between many areas in Kachim. We talk about mitzad the chefsa of the karban and mitzad the gavra of the kohen. Like we discussed achilas kachim. Maybe there's no mitzvah mitzad the achilas agavra, but the mitzvah mitzad the karban. Or we mentioned back on Daf Yizayin about kohanim wearing the big day kahuna. Right? Bizman shekuna, big day amaleim, kunasam aleim. Maybe that means mitzad the kohen being a kohen and mitzad the avoda. He's a Kohen, as we mentioned. He could do Berchas Kohanim and he could eat Truma. So there's a difference between the Gavra of the Kohen and the Chefsa of the Karbon or the Avoda. So here too, he writes, maybe we could say, Mitzad the, just read the Lashon, Hakima Kaful Shebechol HaAvodos. He says, Elarak ba'ad ha-karbon bilvad. Mitzad the chefsa ha-karbon, of course shechita is an avoda. It's one of the dalan avodos of Adam. Mitzad the karbon, of course it's an avoda. Mitzad the gavra, maybe it's not an avoda. And that's why Yisrael is allowed to do it. Okay, there's a lot more there. You can look there in Ginas Ego, Simen Nun Beis. We continue. Says the Gemara, last skinny line. V'tami di'evet shaper dami. A tummy is allowed to do it with the eved. V'raminu v'samach v'shachat mash smicha b'tahorim af shchita b'tahorim. We compare shchita to smicha. Smicha has to be done by tahorim, so shchita also has to be done by tahorim. Question marks. You see, a tummy is excluded. Midrabanan only lechadchila. Right? There's he shouldn't midrabanan he shouldn't shach lechadchila. But maker a din on a daraisa level, he can. Umayshna smicha. So, why is smicha kasher daraisa only by a tahar dechzil lefnei Hashem? So shchita nami haksil lefnei Hashem. Shchita also says lefnei Hashem. So why should a tami be okay lechadchila? After David b'sakan aruka b'shachid. No, a tami could use a very long knife and shecht, and that's why a tami could do it even lechadchila. Smicha nami after the mile tami yadei v'samich. Maybe a tami could stick his hands in and do smicha even though he's tami. So what's the difference? Another shas topic. No, maybe sticking his hands in would already be considered going in. Bia b'miksas, a partial entering in. Is that called going in? So the Gemara is saying maybe this opinion is holding that even sticking one's hands in is considered as if he's totally going in, which he's not allowed to do. That's why smich is impossible with a tamei. And that lechachila, and that is why shchita can't, because shchita can use a knife and he can stand outside. There's no reason for him to be inside when it comes to shchita. Period. Good. Rav Chisda Masni Yifchar. Rav Chisda has the opposite limud, not saying just like smicha, so to shchita, but the opposite. V'samach v'shachad, ma shchita b'tahor and af smicha b'tahorin. Just like shchita requires a tahor, so to smicha. So Gemara says, "Ma'ishna shchita dechsiv lefnei." And this Tana is arguing on our discussion that on a daraisa level, a tamei should not shecht. Not like our case where it's okay with the evet. Ma'ishna shchita dechsiv lefnei Hashem. What's between shchita and smicha? Shchita says lefnei Hashem, and that's why a tamei can't do it. So smicha nami ksiv lefnei Hashem. Smicha also it says lefnei Hashem. So why do you even need a limud from shchita? Asked the Gemara. After Demal Yadav Samach, maybe he'll stick his hands in and do the smicha. So without the limud, we would have allowed a tamei to stand outside and stick his hands in. The Gemara says, Shchita Nami after David Sakan Aruka B'Shachet. What do you mean, a Shchita also? Can't he stand outside and just use a long knife? Answers the Gemara, no. Hamani Shimon HaTimni he. Maybe this is Shimon HaTimni. The Tanya, the Brisa says, V'shachat has been abakar lefnei Hashem, v'lo ha-shochet lefnei Hashem. The Tanakama says, the animal has to be lefnei Hashem, in the north side of the Mizbeach, but not the shochet. Shemana timni omer, or even in the Azara, by Kachi Kalam, Shemana timni omer, minayin shiyu yadav shal shochet lefnim and anishchat. No, the shochet has to be more in than the nishchat. Tom, so you can't stand outside. Tamalomer v'shachar is about nabakar lefnei Hashem. Shochet is ben abakar yehei lefnei Hashem. So lemaisa lemaskana a tamei can't do smicha. Why? According to the first daya, bia b'miksa shma bia. And therefore, if he stands outside, it's as if he came in, and therefore, and he has to stand inside. So, bia b'miksa shma bia. Number two is the drasha I learned out from Shechita, comparison to Shechita. So, two reasons why a tame cannot do smicha. Can a tame do Shechita? That's the two different dayas in our Gemara about that. Good. Amar Ula, once we're talking about putting hands in and standing outside, so let's talk a little bit about the sugya of bia b'miksas, says the Gemara. So Amar Ula, Amar Ish Lakish. Tamei sheichnes yado lefnim loke. If a tamei sticks his hand inside, he gets malchus. Gets malchus. Shene'emar l'chal kodesh lo siga. And you have to do the rest of the pasuk. Vel hamikdash lo tavo. The Shita Oz Gimel quotes it. So we compare touching and entering in. V'gomer, makish biel and negia. We compare walking in to negia to touching. Ma negia b'miksas, shma negia. Just like whenever I touch something, only my fingers are touching it. But it's considered as if my whole body is touching it. Af biel b'miksas, shma bia. So to biel b'miksas, shma bia on a d'oraisa level, enough to get malchus. So if a tamei person sticks his hands in, so then he gets malchus. What does he stick his hands in to? So we know that there are three different Makomos in the Mikdash / Mishkan, and that it goes parallel to what they used to have in the Midbar. Right? We know in the Midbar they had the Machane Shechina, where the Aron was, the Machane Leviya surrounding, and Machane Yisrael surrounding that. And parallel to that, we have the Azara, right, which is Machane Shechina, and we have Harabayis, which is Machane Leviya, and then we have all of Yushalayim, which is Machane Yisrael. Big discussion in the Rishonim. So a tummy going in where he's not supposed to go in. So which camp is he going into that he's not allowed to go into? Because we know there are different types of rules for each of the camps. A mitzora has to be outside of Gimel Machanos. Badad Yeshev, Michos L'Machane Moshavo. A mitzora has to be outside of all three. A person who is tummy based on a Tumah Sheyotzi Alav Migufo, Azav, Azava, Anida, they have to be out of two. And a Tamei Meis has to be out of one. Right, those are the three rules. Tamei Meis out of one, Tumash Yozala Migufo out of two, and a Mitzora out of three. So who's getting Malchus here in our Gemara? Right, who violates this is the Raisa? By all of them? Do we say by all of them? So that is not 100% clear. If you look in the Rambam in Mitzvah Aseh Lamed Aleph, he discusses the Mitzvah Aseh, Shetzivan Elo Shalach Tameyam and Amigdash, Vishalchum Namachare Kol Tzura V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tamei L'Nefesh. And then he talks about the different levels of the who's allowed to go into which machane, and he quotes machane shechina and brought to gamkim b'amra he named mechus lamachane machane shechina k'moshe amram mitzvah zuba atzvah mechus lamachane zu machane shechina v'ashem mechilta v'chulta. So the Rambam discusses that. If you look in the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch, they discuss okay. So which of these levels are included in the Isser Daraisa? So you look in the Sefer Chinuch at the end of Shin Samach Beis. Right, the Isra applies to Zman Hazeh. You don't need a base of Mikdash for the Isra of Tumas Mikdash to apply. The over al zeh, the nichnas b'makom she'eno rasha'i, ba'odo tameh, doesn't even specify. Wherever you are not allowed to go, bitel aseh milvad she'over alav. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. He includes all. If you look in the Rambam, as I just read, he only mentions Shiluach min Machane Shechina, only the first level, right? The Rashi and the Chinuch both mention more. Either way, this is a discussion. Which one? But either way, let's say the Sefer HaChinuch. Anyone is allowed to go into any specific one of the Machanos. If he does, he's going to get Malchus. Esver Voshiela Ula. Ravoshia asks Ula, what about the following interesting case? Mitzora Shechal Shmini Shel Olias Be'erev Pesach. A Mitzora, we know a Mitzora has to be out of all the Machanos, all three. But his eighth day, you ready? He already waited 7 days, and now today he has to bring a karban, and he has to get sprinkled with the blood of the Asham and the oil. So what does he do? He's allowed to come inside, not only Yerushalayim, inside Harabais, he's allowed to go to the doors of Nicanor. He's not allowed to go all the way into the Azara yet, but he's going to stick his thumbs and his right ear and others inside. So, but what happens about the following? Mitzora shachal shmini shel olias be'erev haPesach, and we want to be matarim today, so he can eat karban Pesach tonight. V'rakeri bo bayom. Oh, he becomes a balkeri that day, on the last day, and therefore he has to go to the mikveh today. He has to wait till nighttime. A balkeri is not allowed to usually be here. A Balkari is allowed to be, has to be out of two machanas. The Mitzora is on his way to becoming Tzar, so we usually allow him to come into the second machaneh, be right outside of the Azara. But now he's also a Balkari. So now what do we do? Vitaval, and he went to the mikvah. Amru Chachamim, af al pish ein tful yom acher nichnas, zen nichnas. Even though generally it's full yom, we don't allow in, this one, he can't be nechnas. Why? Mutev sheyavo asei sheyish bokareis, v'yidcha asei shein bokareis. The asei sheyish bokareis, carbon Pesach. Pesach is allows you, even though you're not going to eat it till later, but carbon Pesach allows you to, which is an asei sheyish bokareis, allows you to push off the asei shein bokareis, which is the asei of shmiras mikdash. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, dvar Torah filu asein bo. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, even a Dindar Raisa, even in a Bitul Asay, he doesn't have. Why? This relates to a machlokas we had earlier. Tful Yom Tzav. Is that Kizav Dami or Lav Kizav Dami? After somebody goes to the mikvah, remember Tful Yom. Is he still Tummy or not? Shnei Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, V'yamod Yoshafat B'kal Yudav Yerushalayim V'beis Hashem L'fnei HaChatzer HaChadasha. My Chatzer HaChadasha. What is that? So we had this earlier also. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shechidshu Badvarim. They were Mechadesh. V'yamru, Tful Yom An Yikanis L'machana Leviya. They said, a Tful Yom, Midrabanan. Midrabanan, a Tful Yom cannot go into Machana Leviya. But that's Rabbi Yochanan's right, that on a Daraisa level, Tful Yom Dezav is Lav Kizav Dami. But either way, what's the Kasha? This was the price that we just quoted. The E Amrit Biya b'miksa Shma Biya. But if you say like you say Ula, that Biya b'miksa Shma Biya, and that's why you're gonna get Malkas if you stick your hands in. Hey Chamal Yadi Bebahonos. Right? How does he stick his hands in? Idi Idi Asheshi Eshbo Karesu. Right? Going into the Beis Hamikdash when you're Tami is an Isser Kares. So what is the price we're talking about? If you say Biya b'miksa Shma Biya, then we are talking about an Isser an Asheshi Eshbo Kares. Shwai Shikar and Pesach Midoche and allow the Zav to be stand here. My answer is Armalei, mi tunach, from your bundle itself. Shiny, usually you're right, but shiny mitzora. Ho'ova, hutar litzarato, hutar lakirio. It's kind of a din of like mitoch. Once the Torah allows a mitzora, which is already a rule breaker, to come so close, even though a mitzora is not usually allowed to come so close. So even if he's a balkari also, once he's allowed to come close, so that's why we allow him to come in anyway. Ask Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Zayin. One second. Once we allow, if we hold Biba Mixa Shema Biya, and then he's allowed to go in, ask Tosfos, so why didn't he just go in the whole way? If you say Biba Mixa Shema Biya, but Afal Pekin, there's a heter of the Torah, so why doesn't he walk in the whole way? Tosfos has two amazing answers. Right? Tosfos says, Banam of Zayin Mabez in Yevamos. Pirish, kiva de biya mixa shma biya, mata mitir chacham, and lachlas yadu labonos. Vim tomar, kiva de shma biya, afilo hachi, shari mixaso, mishub diyefsha binyan acher, imken kulonami lishturi. Tos has 2 days. When we say biya mixa shma biya, is that mamish shma biya? Ki'ilu, you went in the whole thing? Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, d'lo nicha sheyidche biyas kulo, d'chsiv behedya, v'ela mikdash lo savo. Wow. We discussed this also. Put this on the list. Items that are daraisa, but there's still a difference whether the Torah says it explicitly or not. It said, talks about explicitly walking in. That's worse than even if you have a din daraisa of a hekesh. We'd rather violate a hekesh than, we'd rather allow a hekesh than a mefurish pasuk. Wow. So is that saying that Biya B'miksas is still Shma Biya, but it's not as if you went in? Because then you would have said you're violating what it says in the Torah explicitly. Day number one. Day number two, the Od Yesh Lomar Kivan to Efshar idea Biya B'miksas Im Yikanes Kulo Chayiv. Midi Dehavi Ahayelo Derek Tzara Vobalo Baruka. When it says Biya B'miksas Shma Biya, even so, only Biya B'miksas is involved. This is even saying more that Biya B'miksas is Shma Biya, but it's not as if you went in. And if you would go in, you'd be Chayiv Kares, says Tosfos. Because Biya B'miksas is the only thing that's allowed. Just like if you're in the, let's say you became Tameh in the Azara. Remember we said in Masechta Shavuos, run out as fast as you can and you're not Chayiv. If you took the long way out, you're Chayiv Kares. What do you mean? Are you Chayiv Kares for going out or not? The answer is, if you could get out quickly, do the minimum. See here too, do the minimum. So that's two very important days in Tosfos on the bottom of Zayin Amid, Zayin Amid Beis. Also, the Tosfos there also asks them, well, this will finish, why don't you stand in the doorway of Shara Nikanor, Why do you have to stand outside in the Ezras Nashim and then stick your hands in? Says, is there Kedusha to the doorway? And if there is Kedusha to the doorway, why don't you just stick your hands into the doorway? Because it has the Kedusha of the Azara. Mimanavshach. If you can't stand in there, so then just stick your hands in there. And if you can't stand in there, why don't you go stand in there? Tosfos says, it's middle Kedusha. Upirish Rivan, de ein ze lifnei Hashem, de lo havi ba'avir azara. Even if you want to say it as Kedusha, it's still not lifnei Hashem. That's like some middle ground. It's more than the Ezras Nashim, and it's less than the Azara. The Einira then tells us, quotes a different answer. Let's start the previous line of the Tosfos. This is going like the Shita that Shar Nikanor is not Niskadesh. According to that Deus, so he could stand inside the doorway. So then Tosfos asks, Lama Nimnu Bishvil Kachmi Lakacham? Why did they not give it Kedusha? Let him stand in the Ezras Nashim, and then give it Kedusha, and then stick your hands in. So then Tosfos answers, no, because even if it has Kedusha, it's still not Lifnei Hashem. It would have this limbo in the middle Kedusha. That's what Tosfos is answering. And then the second day is that maybe we feel bad because it's sunny. We want them to be able to stand there for a while, stand in the shade, right? Yadusham Shiagin Alam Ashar Bachama Bneachamo Bikshamim Bneachamim. Even though the rain never put out the fire, but maybe it would rain on the Kohanim. But either way, that's another important discussion of Tosfos. So 2 days and two discussions of Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin and Beis. Number one, about Bia B'Miksas, and number two, about the Kedusha of Shar Nikanor. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar of Yosef as we continue discussing this issue of Bia B'Miksas.